Good morning, something for the weekend. It's Trina Murray here and it's time for our update. So our head of news, Tara Duggan, has been very busy on her WW weight loss challenge and a feeling better challenge, I suppose, as well. And she's back in today. Tara's back in studio with her leader, who is Martina O'Brien. Good morning, all. How are we?
Morning.
Okay, so time for an update. First of all, Tara, how are you getting on? How are you feeling now? How many weeks in?
I've actually lost count how many weeks. Martina probably has the stats on that.
11 weeks in.
11 weeks in.
Okay. 11 weeks in.
Okay,
great.
11 okay. weeks in. I feel great. I'm absolutely loving it. I'm loving that I am spending a bit of time on myself, actually, because in the day-to-day, you know, when you're busy and you have work and you have children and you've, you know, laundry and everything, it's actually really nice to sort of be thinking about myself.
Yeah.
And I'm loving that part of it. I'm out religiously doing my walking, which I had let slip. I used to do years ago and I had let slip. And if nothing else was to come of this, but something else has come of this already, but if nothing else was to come of it, that alone has made it a worthwhile exercise over the last 11 weeks. But the fact that I've gone down a dress size helps as well.
Oh, absolutely. So Martina, tell us, yes. What are we at now?
Just over a stone, which is fantastic. And I love to hear Tara talk about that, because I really try to emphasise to my members that it's so much more than just about the scales.
Yeah,
there's so much more going on. Like, you're eating really well, but you're also trying to get your bit of healthy exercise going on. But a little bit of time out for yourself is really important to reflect, and even to just plan for the week, to have an idea of what's happening and what's going to be happening. Yeah.
How have you been finding, Tara? At the very beginning of this challenge, we were saying how Tara likes to socialise.
Yes.
How have you been finding that? I mean, there's an awful lot of things going on this time of year. There's confirmations, there's weddings, there's everything. And I find, you know, for myself, there's always a reason not to be on plan. So how have you found kind of doing your WW plan and having a life?
Well, I haven't restricted myself really in any way at all. I'm still going out for dinner at the weekends. I'm still, you know, I've had a birthday, I've had a weekend away, I've had my other half's birthday, all coming in the midst of all of this 11 weeks. And okay, like, there might be a hiccup week where maybe that you stay the same or you might go up by a little bit. But as Martina says, it's not all about the scales. It's about the bigger approach. Mm-hmm. So you kind of don't, you know, you don't let that kind of limit your approach to it. I haven't restricted myself really in any way. I've still been going out for dinner. I am definitely making healthier choices and I feel better for that. If I do go out, I don't feel guilty about, there's no guilt associated with it. You know, before I would have gone out, I wouldn't have necessarily been thinking about what I was choosing on the menu, and then I'd kind of feel it the next day or feel bloated, whereas now I am better informed and I'm making better choices for me. Now, it's not, as Martina says, always about the scales either. You know, I want to enjoy my life. I need that balance there, because otherwise, what's the point? If you're so restricted, what's going to happen is you're going to have, I suppose, a huge binge and you're just going to fall off track.
Yeah. Martina, is that the hardest part when you start losing the weight, is to continue on and not to get too cocky with yourself and go, look, I've lost a stone now. Sure, I can go and have whatever I want.
And what can happen there is like, oh, I can do this. You know, that's fine. And then we start falling out of the habit of tracking, falling out of the habit of weighing and measuring. But what we want to try and establish is consistency. I drew a picture for my members there last week. If you lose half a pound a week and the trend is downwards, and that could be a combination of going down to up a half, down a half, whatever it is, a half pound a week after a year is 2 stone.
Yeah, amazing, isn't it?
It is fantastic. And what you need to do is maintain consistency.
Yeah.
So, as I say, the key elements there are to stay on track. You're going to go out, you're going to have your few meals out, you're going to have birthdays, anniversaries, all that is going to happen. So it's the 80-20 rule. You get right back on plan and you get into the habit of doing what you always do.
And can I just say, in terms of the workshops, I've been religiously going every week. I'm no different to anyone else. There have been Wednesdays when I have gone, oh, I'm not going to go tonight, or I haven't had a great
week.
I'm not.
Martina, Tara told me that she admitted to you one of the days when I said, sure, Tara, don't go tonight.
Yeah. Trina actually was
you
complicit.
You
admitted
me in it.
And then I went that week and I had a significant loss. Yeah. And you see, that's
but
the thing.
Landing me in it. Because I told you not to go. And then you went and you ratted to Martina.
You see? I did,
but they are fantastic at keeping on track. the other members keep you going. You yap while Martina's maybe doing weigh-ins with others, and you're learning tricks and tips, yeah, and you keep each other going. And I have never done this before. I have never gone on a programme which involved going to weekly workshops. Yeah. And I have to say, it's brilliant.
Yeah, it is. It's a social thing as well, Martina,
well,
isn't it?
But it's the group mentality. Sometimes we kind of feel we can do it on our own. But, you know, a lot of times you just can't.
No.
Do you know? Mm. And it's not me. It's the whole group that's there. We got different recipes from other members,
yeah,
who are creating their own food. And that's what it's like. It brings everybody. So it's not just me standing in the room there, yeah, doing the talking. Everybody else is contributing.
Sometimes I think people think when they're going on a weight loss plan, they're going to end up eating the same thing day in, day out. And really, I suppose you need to take advantage of all the gorgeous food you can have and to make sure you're eating different things.
All the amount of recipes, the amount of foods, the amount of variety that you can have, especially with the zero smart point foods. Like, there's so much of them. It's huge.
Mm. Well, there was a discussion in our class, in our group this week, where one of the members was querying the points involved in like a pot noodle.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Tanya, one of the other members, gave us this amazing recipe for like Singapore noodles, which was only 6 points.
Absolutely.
It had chicken and veg, you know, spices and some sauces involved that are very low points. And like, I can't wait to try that now. Yeah. That's one definitely.
That's your fake away. And literally by the time you've done a fake away. And by the time you've done your fake away, it won't even be delivered at that stage.
And to be honest, it can get quite embarrassing when you're a takeaway fiend and they start knowing you by your first name.
Yeah.
Or by your, like, do you remember your one in Sex and the City?
Yeah.
That's right.
Knew what her,
So Martina, we're going to keep going.
Yeah.
So we originally said that we were just going to do it for a few weeks and see how we get on. But and Tara, at the start, you did say you were very, very willing guinea pig.
Yes, absolutely.
And
even
now you're
more
raring to go.
Yeah, I am, because it's something that I, you know, in retrospect, kind of maybe wish I'd started before. And I haven't been an angel, and Martina knows that. And I've had good weeks and bad weeks, but that's life and that's the way it is. And the important part is staying on track. So I'm still very willing, Gilly. In fact, even more willing now to keep going for another bit further.
Okay. And now with people, you know, we're into springtime now. We need to be looking forward, though, Martina, to the summertime. So if you're thinking about maybe even starting now, think about when it's June or July, and hopefully, fingers crossed, the weather will be good and everyone's going to be out wearing their lovely clothes. If you start now, you could be where you want to be by then.
Listen, what you need to do is visualise. Visualise in 3 months' time where you will be, or 2 months' time where you will be, not next week or the week after. Mm. Take the whole journey as a long term.
And I'm actually going on holiday now, and I am so glad that I'm going now a stone down and a dress size down, because if I hadn't started this in January when I did, then I would have just been compounding a bigger problem. Whereas now I can feel good about myself going on holiday, that I've made that achievement so far.
Yeah.
And importantly, I know I'm not going to fall spectacularly off track when I'm on holiday either, because I now have the information to be able to keep myself on track.
You have a habit now, don't you?
Yeah. And it is. It's replacing bad habits with good habits.
Martina, when you first came in, it was January time. People were just starting back really after Christmas, or starting completely for the first time.
Yeah.
How's everyone getting on in the group generally?
Absolutely fantastic. Yeah. You know, absolutely fantastic. Because like that too, it's the group thing. And they're coming in every week, be it a good week or a bad week. And really what I try to impress, it's the bad weeks that you really do need to come into.
Yeah. Okay. And you're not going to make a show of them and call out, now Mary down the back there, now you gained £6 this week.
We never
do that. Doesn't happen.
We never do that. And even when we award our members our £7 or our half a stone or our stones, that's all we do. We never, ever declare what people lose or gain. That is a big no-no with us.
No. Great.
Absolutely not.
Okay, well, listen, I thought it might have been the last time I was going to see you today, but it's not.
Okay.
Because Tara's going to continue.
Fantastic.
And we're going to check in again in another while. And I know the holidays can be tough for people. They can gain weight over the holidays, but Tara, you're kind of determined now, aren't you, to get out walking and
just
swimming.
Just a little note on that. Sometimes holidays aren't so bad. Mm. It's the slump when you come back that you have to watch. Because sometimes you bring your runners and you're active on holidays and you really do watch what you're doing. It's that sort of post-holiday downer.
The blues,
So that's what I find the trend is. So that's what you might have to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
And that's when you need to get right back on.
That's when you need to book the next holiday.
I was going to say that's when you need to book the next
holiday. But you need to keep the momentum up as well.
Yeah.
Because you need to find your next goal and you need to find your next why.
And that is finding your why, isn't it? That's what it's all about.
It is.
Martina, you're so good. Thanks so much for coming in
and
for motivating our Tara. You're doing great, Tara. Well done. We're very proud.
Cheers.
And Tara attends the Clongriffin class workshop on Wednesday evenings at 5:30.
All the details on www.ie.
Yes,
www. Go on, say it. www.
www.ie.
That is a tongue twister. It's something for the weekend on Classic Hits.